you find your animal friend. You can check it out at www.missingpetpartnership.org. And donate if you can, because they provide a great service. And then a quick Paws Walk 2010. It will be Saturday, September 11th. And Meow's annual wine tasting and auction will be July 17th. The Black Cat Ball for Perfect Pals this year is on October 23rd. And I think that covers the basics. Next week, ooh, fun stuff. Invisible Fence will be here in the studio with us next week. Our comeback new advertisers and sponsors. And I have to tell you, I am blown away by the improvement in their systems. And we're going to focus a lot on cats because they're containment system for cats is phenomenal, and they can help solve a lot of common behavior problems. So I hope you'll be here next week to find out all about that. All right, what do you say, Gary? We just wrap this puppy up. We're done with hour number two. We will do my 4th of July trip. What is it? Tip. T-I-P. Okay. Well, I'm trying to talk fast because we're late. Anyway. 4th of July tip, because it is the 4th of July, and even if you didn't, this is the first time you hear it, you can use the jolly routine whether you've practiced or not, and it will help you get through tonight. Oh, and then we gotta remember, Dr. Al, I know you're listening, so you remember when we come back, Dr. Al has a really good tip for helping to reduce the trauma of loud noise and sound for your animal friends. So we'll have Dr. Al explain that when we get back, and take your phone call. So John, hold on. Anyone else that wants to talk to Dr. Al now would be the time to call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. See you around the corner. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
This is Martha with Animal World's Tip of the Month for June. It may seem a little premature to be thinking about the 4th of July now, but it's not at all if you have a dog that is terrified by loud noises like fireworks, especially if you'd like to change that this year. It usually takes some preparation time, but it can be done and is pretty simple. So if you have a dog that is afraid of loud noises like thunder or fireworks, or if you have a young dog that will be experiencing the 4th of July for the first time this year, here's what you need to know to change the way your dog friend feels about fireworks, or to make sure your young dog never becomes afraid. First, let's be sure you know what not to do. None of us like it when our dog acts fearfully, and most of us, even though we have the best of intentions, do exactly the wrong things when our dogs show fear. For example, let's say you're with your dog at home when thunder bangs loudly outside. The dog startles and then begins to cower in fear. Our response is usually to try to calm and sympathize. Oh, poor baby, it's okay. Calm down. It's only thunder. Mommy doesn't like it either. Kiss, kiss, kiss. While we're petting and stroking the dog. Unfortunately, if you do this, you are acknowledging the fear and communicating to the dog that they are behaving appropriately and rewarding the fearful behavior. So their fear will actually become stronger and more deeply seated psychologically. In order to do the right thing under these circumstances, it's important to remember that dogs are pack animals. You, as their human, are supposed to be the leader of the pack. Dogs do follow the leader and tend to be monkey-see-monkey-doers. They are also, for the most part, simple-minded. So if you have a good sales pitch, you can convince them of almost anything. You, as the leader of the pack, must set the appropriate example. You do this by doing what I call jollies, or by triggering a formal jolly routine. Either way, success requires you drumming up the actor or actress inside of you. But before we get to that, the first step is understanding and then teaching a jolly routine to your dog. A jolly routine is a word or a phrase that, when you say it, automatically makes your dog think of something wonderful and happy. You can have more than one jolly routine. In fact, I recommend that if there are things you do with your dog on a regular basis that he or she really enjoys, then take advantage of those things by reinforcing the trigger phrases. Let's say your dog likes to go for a walk, or a ride, or play ball. then every time before you do those things, be consistent with the words you say that precede the activity. For example, you know you're going to take the dog for a walk. Before you start the physical part of the ritual, like getting the leash and your coat, begin the trigger phrase, "Let's go for a walk, let's go for a walk, oh boy, let's go for a walk," and repeat it several times before you go into action. That way your dog will react to the words or trigger phrase, not the physical act of actually going for the walk. Just in case you need a jolly trigger out while you're on a walk or playing a game, if your dog likes to eat, I recommend you teach one jolly routine related to a specific special food reward. A food reward, in order to be effective, only has to be large enough to taste. So pick a food that your dog really likes and that he won't get any other time. Make sure it's a food that can be broken up into small pieces, like chicken or cheese. You can practice as many jolly routines as you want throughout the day, but there needs to be at least 2 hours between practice jollies. Start your jolly routine when your dog is not expecting it. Say he's asleep on the floor. Before you go into any physical action, remember you want your dog to react to the vocabulary, not the food. Begin saying the trigger phrase. By the way, the food is either already in your pocket and the dog doesn't know you have it, or it's still in the kitchen somewhere. Begin saying, oh boy cheese, let's get cheese, oh boy cheese. Repeat the phrase 5 or 6 times. Then get up and get goofy, exciting your dog as you continue to repeat the phrase. Do this for 2 to 3 minutes, then stop and give the dog the piece of food. If your dog is one of those rare ones that doesn't like food so much, you can do the same thing with their favorite toy or game. Practice the jolly routine until all you have to do is say the trigger phrase and the dog gets excited. Have all members of the family practice jollies. Do it all together as well as doing it separately. Once your dog is programmed, you're ready to use the jolly routine whenever your dog encounters a sound or situation that triggers fear. You hear fireworks? Immediately go into the jolly routine. Now, here's where being a good actor or actress comes in. Put on a good show as you are the leader and making the positive association with the noise. It won't take long before your dog will hear the fireworks and begin the jolly routine himself before you have a chance to. Start your preparation now and you should be good to go by the 4th of July, and even if you haven't done any prep, you can still use the basic concept whenever stuff happens. If you have always sedated your dog over the 4th, I suggest you get the tranquilizers, but prepare for and use jollies. You may find you will be returning the sedatives after the 4th because you didn't need to use them. If you are raising a young dog and this will be their first 4th, your job is to pay attention and be prepared to do jollies on general principles whenever fireworks happen so your dog develops a positive feeling about them. Don't wait to see how the pup reacts. Do the jolly routine as a matter of course. In most cases, I think it's best to exclude your dog from 4th of July celebrations with fireworks, as accidents can happen. Leave your dog at home, inside, with some soft music playing in the background. If you must take your dog to a party, make sure a responsible adult is supervising the dog, and always keep the dog on leash around fireworks. Okay, there you have it. All you need to know to change the way your dog feels about fireworks. But if you still have questions, call me, and please stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
Call the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our 4th of July edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And now you know when I say every Sunday morning, you know I mean it. Holiday or not, by golly, we're here. Don't often get to do a 4th of July. In fact, I don't remember the last 4th of July we got to do, but it's a good thing because with 4th of July holiday, it meant that Dr. Al got the day off, so he's here with us. And I just want to remind you, before we get back to Dr. Al and phone calls, that the annual Alternative Talk 1150 listener survey is happening as we speak. You have until July 11th to take the online survey, and I'm asking you to please, 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 please make the time to do it. Mr. and Mrs. KKNW want to hear from you. They want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear. We need to know all the shows you listen to on the station. And just because you take the survey, you are entered into the contest to win a trip for two on the Victoria Clipper to Friday Harbor, a 2.5-hour whale-watching trip, a continental champagne breakfast, and then a $50 gift certificate to Ponte Seafood Grill. And we'd love it if an Animal World listener would win. So please, 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 you've got until next week. So get to it. Do the survey. All right. Oh, Sandy, do we still have a soul spa? We do still have a soul spa. All right. So we've got an hour to do this, folks. Have you been to Robin Alexis's website? It is, excuse me. I'm sure you must have heard her fabulous radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, on noon on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on Thursdays, a repeat. And she has created an incredible soul spa on her website, robinalexis.com. Sandy and I swear by the energy portals. We do all the meditations. And by the way, the Divine Right Partnering meditation that happened on Wednesdays, it works. I know, because that's why the Cat Run guy's here. And fortunately, he's out of the room, so I can tell you. So anyway, Divine Right Partnering Meditations. You need to be a member to partake. So check it out. If you are not already a member of the Soul Spa, then you are eligible to win the free one-year subscription, which is a $300 value. So call Sandy and Scotty, and if you are eligible, we would be delighted to give you a free year. So numbers, and this is if you have a question also for Dr. Al Pluckner's here. I don't know when we'll ever be able to get him back again because he's so darn popular, he has to work on Sundays now. So, local line, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Before we pick up the first phone line, we have some emails. I will definitely, Peggy, I'm going to get to your email. Renee, I may not get to your email because it is so long and detailed, which is very, very good, but I don't think we have the time probably to deal with it. We'll get to it if we can. But if not, what I was thinking would be fabulous, Renee, is if you went to the healthypetnetwork.org website and you emailed the email you sent me here on Animal World, if you sent this about Benji to Dr. Al via the Healthy Pet Network, I think it might be a better email discussion between you. So I'll ask him if that works because he's listening too. So, without further delay, oh my gosh, Look at the time, Gary. How did that happen? All right, why don't we do this? Let's before we get to the phones and back with Dr. Al, let's just take care of advertisers and sponsors, because we've got to do that twice this hour. So let's get that out of the way. Listen, pay attention, support us, because without them, there's no... to support us, you need to support them, bottom line. And then we will get right to the phones and have plenty of time. So stay with us, and if you'd like to talk to Dr. Al, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. You know, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company, and remember, when you do go, be sure and sign up for their preferred customer club. Get your card. It keeps track of what you spend. You get discounts along the way. It keeps track of what you buy. So you have so many dry foods, you get a free dry food. You get a free canned food. It's a very cool deal. So check them out. You Jones & Company Pets, you'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage.
Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including the Fundamentals of Animal Massage workshop in Redmond on July 25th. Short workshops in animal massage and other related topics are also available.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703. Go online to nwsam.com for registration details.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Did you know that Invisible Fence Northwest, well known for keeping dogs safe, now leads the nation in cat safety solutions? More than 2,200 local felines are finding safe freedom with Invisible Fence Northwest. Keep your cat from darting out the front door or safe within your yard, off furniture and counters, or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their safe, gentle, and humane methods allow cats to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENC and save $200. Just tell them Martha sent you.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to, the last hour of our happy 4th of July edition of Animal World. It's Vet Sunday, and we are blessed to have Dr. Al Pluckner back with us again. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles that goes along with it. More about him at his website, www.drpluckner, and that's PLECHNER.com. And you can actually email and have a conversation
connection with him through the Healthy Pet Network. So that's www.healthypetnetwork.org. All right. Hey, Dr. Al, you still with me?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Hey. Happy 4th of July, by the way.
Yeah, you too. Can I make a quick statement on the 4th of July?
Well, of course you can.
For the owners, basically, and you and I have talked about this before, if you do nothing more and you have an animal that's afraid of sounds, thunder, firecrackers, whatever, you can use mineral oil, you can use vegetable oil in the ears, you can use ointment. Anything to coat that tympanic membrane will reduce the sound of the boom. And the other end of the stick you can do, too, is if you have a local trap, a gun range, ski fields, so on and so forth, you can take your animal out there in the car with something they might like, string cheese, something hypoallergenic, and sit there and pet them and talk to them. And when you hear boom, boom, you say, hey, look at that, and then give them a piece of string cheese or whatever.
Yeah, that's like my jolly routine, the tip that we just ran.
Same thing. And then they get to the point where they hear a noise like that, they probably look at you for a treat.
Exactly, exactly. That's what it's all about.
You're doing.
And then I did talk about before we ended the hour that I wanted you to talk about your little trick, and that is the mineral oil, vegetable oil, or oily ear ointment in the ears.
Anything to coat the tympanic membrane reduces the impact.
Yeah, so I just had a practice with some clients of mine in my neighborhood, because they're right above the fairgrounds and lots of noise, and I was over there to do a session with them on Friday, and I had her pick up some mineral oil, and she got a little syringe, and I just showed her how to use the syringe and put some mineral oil in the ear. And you're saying that the oil in the ear coats the eardrum and then really dulls down the noise.
Yeah, it's worked beautifully. And, you know, the other stick, too, is sometimes, you know, even without using tranquilizers, the combination, you can use an antihistamine. That will also take the edge off.
So like a little Benadryl.
And
you find that an antihistamine actually helps with the fear?
Well, yeah, does is it reduces their response to the fear.
Oh, huh. Yeah. Oh, hey, Sandy, that's something else we can add to our trick.
Yeah, chlortrimeton, chlorampheniramine, maleate.
Is chlortrimeton okay to give to animals?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so is Benadryl.
All that stuff.
All right, now I had a question with my listener, my clients, with the mineral oil. If the fireworks go on more than just one night or one day, how often should you put the mineral oil in their ears?
Probably a couple times a day, a day before, maybe on the third, because there's some premature firecrackers that go up.
Right.
Do it the fourth, fifth.
And do it a couple times each day.
Yeah, and then there are things like epiotic and things that you can pick up from, I'm sure, your pet store or your veterinarian to clean the ears, and you clean it out and you're done with it.
Okay, well, that sounds great. All right, you ready to go to the phones?
You bet.
All right, we're going to Bremerton and talking to John, and a very patient John. Thank you for waiting, John. Happy 4th of July, and you're live on the air with Dr. Al Plechner.
All right, thank you. Happy 4th to you, too.
Yeah.
I had a question about those treats that they have in the pet stores called Greenies.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of people have referred to those as kitty crack, and the cats, you know, they are almost addicted to those things. And I was wondering, does Dr. Plechner know if there's any bad things in those?
Do you know what we're talking about, Dr. Al?
The company is
Greenies, and you're talking about what they make, little treats and packets? Because I know about their pill pockets, and I know about their Greenie chew things.
Yeah, no, these are little treats.
Treats. Do you have a bag of them with you?
I do.
Do you, well, one, now, are you familiar
Try
with the Greenies treats? Yeah, but why don't you read us what's on the ingredients label?
Well, like chicken meal, ground brewer's rice, wheat, corn gluten meal, poultry fat with mixed tocopherol, spray-dried hydrolyzed chicken protein concentrate, natural chicken flavor, vegetable oil with tocopherol, natural poultry and fish flavor, and then it goes down into the vitamins. And there's some other stuff. I mean, I don't want to...
So what do you think, Dr. Al? Does that sound like an okay treat?
Yeah, John, that sounds like a healthy treat. The only problem is, and this is something you would know too, is that, you know, if your cat has an allergy to chicken or corn or to fish oil, then it might be a problem. This is a healthy, sounds like it's very, very healthy, and if cats like it, go for it. And if you don't get any adverse effects, I think it is healthy.
Yeah, it was almost, I mean, it's very pricey. It's like if you buy it you add up, it's 3 ounces for $3. So that's $15 a pound.
Holy moly.
And, you know,
why don't
like...
why don't you go to the market and get a cooked chicken and give them a piece of that as a treat. It'll be a lot cheaper, buddy. And then if they don't eat it, you can eat it.
There you go.
All right. So anything else on your list, John?
No, that was it. Just kind of curious if he was familiar with it and why it's... I mean, cats in particular, they just, you know, once they get a taste of it, they bug you forever.
You wonder if they put a little catnip or something in it too, John. But the thing is, it's a nice snack, so on and so forth, but that's it.
Yeah, and that ingredients label you read, now you didn't go into all the chemicals and stuff that are in there, but basically there wasn't anything in there that's horribly offensive. So as long as you have a cat that doesn't have food allergies, you're probably fine.
Well, I mean, health food store folks, they always talk about the hydrolyzed proteins as being the analog of MSG or something like that.
What do you think about that, Al?
Well, I'm not sure they're the analog to MSG. Well, I mean MSG, I'm sorry. We don't want to use MSG.
Well, I mean, that's what I've heard, that when you see that on labels on if you went to Safeway and just bought a can of soup, sometimes a lot of those hydrolyzed vegetable proteins is just a code word for monosodium glutamate, or it has it in it.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are horribly, horribly allergic to it. They can actually put them into, you know, paramedics being there. There's no reason for MSG. And I think in Chinese food, they use it basically for salt.
Well, it stimulates the appetite.
Well, that may be why they like it so much. But I'll have to tell you, John, honestly, I don't feed that kind of stuff to my cats. Okay, now, I do have the Greenies pill pockets, but that's because, it's the worst of two evils. At least I'm easily able to medicate the animals. And I just bought their new formula, which is their allergenic formula, which is duck.
Uh-huh.
And my Scooty, oh my God, talk about kitty crack. He thinks they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, he thought the other ones were okay, but the duck ones, he just loves. And they're duck and pea, and you can actually smell the peas in them.
Okay.
Well, yeah, duck and pea has been hypoallergenic, but realize if you get a reaction, say a chicken, that means no chicken, no duck, no turkey, no ostrich, because there's a cross antigenicity to it.
Ooh, didn't know that. That's good to know. All right, John, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, Martha.
All right, thanks. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th, too.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, time for Old Friend. Old Friend of Animal World, Old Friend of Al, and you will know right away, Dr. Al, in Olympia. It's our Peg. Good morning, Peg.
Hey, Martha. How you doing?
Oh, good. You didn't know you're our Peg, but you are.
Well, I heard you have another Peggy, too.
We do?
That emailed you.
Oh, maybe. That's right. I do. I have it isn't you, Peggy. Yeah, I do have another one. But you're our Peg. All right. Dr. Al, it's Peg. What do you want? What's on your list today, Peg?
Well, I don't have a question, but Dr. Al didn't mention the topical use of Nutrimen, which is how I initially got indoctrinated.
The minerals he was talking about?
Yeah.
You already know about these?
Oh, yeah.
She's been using them, yeah.
Yeah, I've been using them for a while.
How did I get left out of the loop? I want some of these minerals.
Well, you need to learn to text.
Oh, no! Oh, hang up on her! All right, now, wait a minute. All teasing aside, you are using these minerals topically?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you better tell us.
I'm using them both internally and topically. I've had some long discussions with the company, and they're using the clays on the battlefield right now to pack wounds.
Oh, really?
They have a very strong antibiotic quality to them. They reduce pain and they stop bleeding. And they're also being used in cancer treatments topically and internally.
Wow.
By at least one cancer treatment center in California.
Actually, I'm actually doing that too, Peg, with all our cancer people.
Yeah.
And they want alternatives. I haven't used a trace mineral, haven't used asparagus with asparagine, and sharp cartilage if it's a soft tissue tumor to cut the blood supply down.
Huh.
Besides doing the endocrine immune, which is why the cancer happened with the high estrogen.
Well, as Al knows, I have a Plechner dog.
Yeah.
And you've met him. His name is Pershing.
Pershing the bulldog.
Yeah, and he's a rescue. He's had Demodex mange probably all of his life. And we when we gave him the ivermectin, he had a neurological reaction. His brain barrier is permeable, so he cannot use ivermectin. And the alternative, of course, is ilbamycin oxime, which is to say it's expensive is probably the
it's
something you can't even imagine the expense. But I didn't want to use that until he was balanced, Plechner balanced, because it's not going to happen twice or I'll be on the street.
That expensive.
So anyway, Bill Burlingame is his vet, and everything we gave him Demodex mange is the mites are down in the hair follicles.
Yeah.
But it causes these horrible, just constant irritation, inflammation, and
it's usually self-limiting with a healthy animal with a healthy immune system. Demodectic mange mites can be there and not cause a problem, but Pershing is not one of those guys.
He'd had it so long, and it's just all over him. So
now, are you putting the minerals on his skin?
Yeah, well, I ended up doing. Everything we gave him topically, he was allergic to, and it just took the hide right off him. It made it worse. It was just horrible. He ended up with no hair where I was putting the antibiotics. So I mixed up some of that nutriment, and I spread it on him every night, and his feet were unbelievable, and I would pack it around his feet and put socks on him, and it made a world of difference. I mean, it was... Dr. Bill couldn't even find any organisms on him when he sprayed.
Really?
He obviously saw the mange, but the infection was pretty much gone.
Wow.
But one thing it did, he had so many deep infections, it was drawing out abscesses of infection I didn't even know about.
Huh.
It was just at one time he had like 8 abscesses on his face.
Wow.
And plus he had a huge abscess that he's obviously had for years.
So you're saying the minerals drew the infection out?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's why with acne patients, it's amazing. It's pig nose.
With acne patients, like human patients, make a paste with water and the minerals and spread it on their face? Wow.
They make a finer grade for human use if you want to do it. But, I've used just the Nutrimen on stuff. My bird Bam Bam got bit by another bird on both feet, and he was in horrible pain and bleeding, and I didn't know what else to put on him because I needed something that was non-toxic for birds. So I just grabbed a Nutrimen paste that I had for Pershing and put it on his feet, and I thought, well, of course it was a Sunday, no vets. So I thought, well, I'll take him to the vet tomorrow, and I went to look at him Monday morning. Darn things were gone. I was thinking, this is sort of magic. He didn't hurt anymore or anything.
All right, I definitely need some of these minerals. And I think everybody listening probably wants some on hand.
I just keep a bucket on hand. I'm also putting it in the bird water, not only because it's good for them to ingest, but I think it's taking the bacterial count down.
Said, too, there are a lot of birds that dip food in their water. Hang up is you get a bunch of bacteria in there by putting the stuff in the water.
They're called soup makers.
Yeah, it's super. I've loved the product for 35 years and then couldn't get it. Now it's back.
Well, now, so are you getting it through the CaliforniaEarthMinerals.com?
I was, but now that Healthy Pet Network is dealing it, it's actually cheaper through that website.
Cheaper through Healthy Pet Network?
Yeah, they have a sale going on.
Okay.
I think. Didn't I see that?
No, they have a sale. I think it's... Yeah, they definitely have a sale going on.
Well, yeah. Al, you need to make sure that these people get in touch with me, because I need samples, and I need to start using these minerals.
Yeah. Well, and I put it in all the animal water. It looks kind of funny, because it looks like a little mud on the bottom, but... It goes in all their food now. I have those 2 rescue macaws. They're recovering.
How are they doing?
Very well. They've still got really high white counts.
They were the guys that had the beaks cut off?
Yes, right. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
All right, Peg, anything else you want to chat about?
Nope, I've chatted about enough.
Oh, all right. Before I let you go quickly, the legal seminar thingy dingy that I didn't get out of bed and come to, was it good?
It was wonderful. It was right up your alley. Sorry you missed it.
Yeah, well, I am too, but...
You need to start taking some of these minerals so you can get out of bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Peg, you know what you could do? If she knew how to text, you could text her.
Oh, shut up, you guys. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Happy 4th of July, Peg.
Thank you.
All right, bye. All right, I want to get to before, because I know our next caller is going to take a while. The interesting case I've been alluding to is coming up here, but I want to get to this email, Dr. Al.
Yes.
It says, I just got Dr. Al's online newsletter. That must be the Healthy Pet Network newsletter. It says, and I am wondering if I need to invest in Nutrimins. Isn't that the thing?
Absolutely.
That's the mineral thing we're talking about. She says,
Caramin is for us,
okay.
Which I take.
All right, so she says, I have a healthy 6.5-year-old border collie mix, rescued when he was a puppy. I make all his food, rotating raw meats, organic vegetables, wheat-free, mostly organic quinoa, millet, oats, brown rice. I have been using Missing Link, then Udo's pet formula. He gets goat's milk, yogurt occasionally. I have a good nutritional background as a holistic healthcare RN, herbalist, nutritionist, and massage therapist. Rufus is loved so much, and he goes everywhere with me. We also got a breeze guard from Mutt Managers, thanks to your show. Woohoo! That everybody needs those breeze guards. And let's see, I would appreciate a coupon discount or a little bit more recommendations for dogs that need Nutrimins from you and Dr. Al. Well, me, Peggy, I'm learning about them just like you are. So, Dr. Al, do you think Peggy's dog would benefit from the Nutrimins?
Well, yeah, definitely, and particularly, you know, with raw meat, as Peggy knows, there have been so many recalls on meats that are supposedly healthy for people, with E. coli, with salmonella, with campylobacter, so on and so forth. So the Nutrimin actually has got an antibacterial action that works really, really well. And what she can do is she can check with the Healthy Pet Network, because I've got a bunch of articles I've written on this stuff, and selective use for it, not only for gut-related problems, but for skins, for poultices, for birds, for horses, the whole thing. It's a phenomenal thing, and what it'll do is it'll help take all the nutrients, like Missing Link, all that stuff. This will concentrate it actually through the cell wall into the cell. It's crazy, crazy not to start taking what Mother Nature's created. It's outrageous. Man, yeah. Had nothing to do with this one.
Yeah, well, I know minerals are good, and boy, I'm looking forward to getting some of this stuff, both for my animals, but for me, too. Woohoo! All right. So, thanks, Peggy, for your email. All right. Next up, we are going back to the phones, and I've been telling you for a couple weeks here that I've got a really fascinating behavior case going on, and this is it. So, we're going to welcome to Animal World for the first time from Snohomish. Joyce, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Martha and Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi there. I've got a couple nutritional questions for Dr. Pluckner and also an endocrine immune question. So nutritionally, I have a question about salmon oil. And is there a difference between how it's assimilated in human capsules versus liquid for canines?
I'm having trouble hearing.
Okay. Joyce
Can
has a question. Yeah, salmon oil. And she wanted to know, let's see, if there is a difference in how it's assimilated from what the capsule form that humans take as opposed to liquid and putting it in the food. Do you think that there's a difference?
I wouldn't think there is an assimilation difference, to be honest with you, unless the food is heated up and then it would oxidize it. But you got to be a little bit careful with some of that oil because sometimes they contain a certain type of chemical that we're certainly aware of. It's like PP. I don't have the actual. I do have it, but I don't have it in front of me right now. But I would know. I would not think there would be a difference. The only difference would be if, in fact, this is something to definitely think about, is that most of those capsules are gelatin, meaning they come from beef. And if that's the case, and a human or animal has a beef allergy, that's a no-no. Period. So it's got to be a vegetarian-based. Okay. Does that make sense?
Totally. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, so he's more concerned about a gelatin capsule and the source of that capsule and that being allergenic than the actual assimilation of the oil.
Got it.
And then he has some. Then he has a concern, Joyce, about chemicals in the oil.
Right.
So now, and do you give Bandit salmon oil?
I do.
But he seems to tolerate that, okay?
Correct. But I give him a specific salmon oil for canines.
Okay. Now I want to. I understand, Dr. Al, you're having a little trouble hearing Joyce, right?
Just a little bit, Joyce. Yeah. Not a problem.
But I want to, because this case is so significant. I want to do a little background on this so everybody knows what we're talking about here. And I don't remember, Joyce. How did you find me? Do you remember?
It's a very long story, but I found you through someone that I talked to that kind of works with animal energy, and at one point she had worked with you. I had worked with a behaviorist before you, and it just wasn't the right connection.
Okay. Now, what you folks need to know is that Joyce and her husband are very knowledgeable dog owners. And you've also had horses for like ever and done lots of competition and horse
Correct.
And all of that stuff for like ever. You've done competition with dogs. You have multiple dog family, and your main dog family are corgis.
Correct.
And you do, your dogs, her dogs, Dr. Al, are like trained up the kazoo. Now, I think your main love in dog training and competition is agility work. Is that right, Joyce?
Correct.
But you also train for obedience and obedience titles.
For you.
And that sort of stuff, but it is very rare that I get an opportunity to work with someone that is so knowledgeable and has so many years of experience in training and working with dogs. And I think Joyce works with all of the top trainers in the area and does all kinds of different training.
I love it. And hey, Joyce, you know, real quick, I had about a six-week-old female corgi come in. And I didn't want to give them back to the owners. She was so cute.
Now, was it?
I'm in love with corgis anyway. I have been.
He said he had a six-week-old baby corgi come in.
Uh-huh.
And, and he didn't want to give it back to the client. He fell in love.
I can appreciate that.
Was it a bunny butt or one with a tail?
It was a, what do they call it, Pembroke? Or
Pembroke,
the other?
Yes. Pembroke
yeah,
not Pembroke. Have the tails.
Without,
yeah,
so
it was really cute because there were two little girls going, "That's my puppy. You can't keep her." I said, "Okay, sweetheart."
Yeah,
you
I call
know,
him
you
bunny.
You got to bring her back so I can see her. It's just adorable.
Yeah, they are so cute. I call them bunny butts, you know, without the tail. They're so cute.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, and so anyway, so okay. Now Joyce and her husband, you know, what you have five corgis, don't you?
Oh, we have four right
four,
now, yeah.
Four, okay. And then you got a border collie. His name is Bandit. And Joyce really researched. Because she's very knowledgeable and you really checked out breeders and all that kind of stuff and you didn't get, a high powered working, herding breeding.
Dog, huh?
She got, you know, a more show, you know, temperament
okay.
confirmation breeding and Bandit as a puppy was a really nice dog, right?
Correct.
And you started training immediately.
The minute he came home at 8 weeks.
And so all kinds of training. And was he a normal puppy and all of that raising him?
He didn't have the drive that I thought he would have. And about the time he turned 5 months, he developed severe diarrhea. And we, on our own, rotated his diet and couldn't find anything that could settle him enough. We went to various veterinarians. We had him tested for Giardia multiple times, Addison's, all kinds of different things. Went to an alternative medicine vet. Mm-hmm. We had him on a cottage cheese and rice diet for a month. Really went through a long process of trying to find something that he could digest. We finally went to an internal medicine specialist, and she put him on a fish as his only protein, sweet potato and rice, or rice, and no other grains, no dairy, no other proteins. And after about 2 months, he totally stabilized on that diet and has been on that diet ever since. The one time I had a lapse of judgment and gave him something he shouldn't have, it instantly reverted back to diarrhea and took about 3 weeks back on the fish diet. Not that he went off of it. I just gave him a treat once.
Oh, good.
And he reverted back to the diarrhea. After about 3 weeks, he reverted back to what I would refer to as normal stools. And he had not projectile diarrhea, but very, very wet diarrhea. When he was kind of normalizing, it then went to kind of cow pies, and then it went to stools that were formed but were mushy when you went to pick them up. So he's two now, and it's been a process to find the right food that he could be on, which, of course, makes the question a rotational
diet.
Well, yeah,
and we're getting to that, Dr. Al. But so what the reason we're going into details, because I want everybody to know, this is such a classic case because we've got very knowledgeable dog owners that train and socialize up the kazoo. Their genetics are all researched and studied, so they start with great dogs, and this dog was socialized from day one. The first problem was starting at about 5 months, Joyce said, was this inflammatory bowel type situation, which they went everywhere, did everything. Finally, they found a fish and sweet potato only diet, and this dog has had to have nothing but that ever since. Now, then, Joyce, at some point, the aggression started. When did that begin?
I would say at about 10 months, he started becoming very aggressive towards other dogs.
And this is a dog that has been around other dogs and been socialized and trained from the day they brought him home at 8 weeks.
But
at
But
about 10 months, he started becoming aggressive towards other dogs?
Yes, and it escalated. I could manage it at that point, but it escalated until the time he was a little over a year, when he would just basically look at another dog and go, "You need to die, I'll do it."
Okay, and I've got to kind of speed this up, Joyce, because we are controlled by the clock. So the bottom line is that once the aggression started, it started with other dogs, it started to generalize, it got worse, and of course, you know, Joyce is continuing to train and all this stuff, but none of the training, none of the socialization, it's kind of like all out the door, and then the aggression generalizes from dogs, goes to humans, and by the time I got called in, Dr. Al, I mean, Joyce, you pretty much had this dog in isolation and seclusion because he couldn't be around their other dogs, couldn't be around any friends, even the people he'd grown up with and knew. Absolutely hysterical when the gardener came around. You couldn't go to class with any other dogs in class. She was having private training and all that sort of stuff. So that's when she eventually got referred to me. I, of course, went in, and the first thing I said, and this dog has there's a structure to the head that I have noticed over the years really indicates a screwball dog, and he has this structure, which, you know, jumped out at me, you know, really incredibly. But Joyce has taken Bandit, has been up to Dr. Bill. He is classically imbalanced, although besides the endocrine immune imbalance and the Pluckner syndrome, he's also hypothyroid.
Hyper or hypo?
Hypo.
That's all part of it.
Right. It's all part of it. And, yeah. And of course, we know about
high
the
estrogen,
food thing.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Classically imbalanced. So he's on treatment protocol, and already the behavior has changed dramatically, and we're working through the process. And at this point, I've got to put Joyce and Dr. Al, we've got to put you on hold. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we'll come back and find out, because you're kind of caught up to where we are now, but we have some questions, Dr. Al, about what's going on. So we will be back with that. Stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
We're doing a live show this 4th of July. Going out to celebrate? Take us along with you.
Stefan Vanel is the author of The Astrological Karma of the USA, a book for anyone seeking to understand the lessons, potential, and possible destiny of the United States.
Then at 8 o'clock, we'll have firecracker interviews as we check in with some of our favorite guests from around the country. It's a July 4th Gary Mann show you won't want to miss, this Sunday night at 7 p.m. Pacific.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to MuttManagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out MuttManagers.com.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
1150 KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside here of our 4th of July edition of Animal World. Dr. Al Plechner is here. We're talking to Joyce in Snohomish about her Border Collie Bandit, who has the Plechner Syndrome. They are clients of mine, and we're working through all of this. Dr. Al, we got him on medication. He had a very low T3 and a low T4. Those are thyroid hormones. When he was put on the thyroid medication, the T4 skyrocketed. The T3 didn't move, so Dr. Burlingame has switched up his cortisone from prednisone to prednisolone and lowered
right.
the T4 dose, and that's kind of where we are now. Joyce,
right.
So we don't run out of time, I want to make sure that we cover your questions. What did you want to ask,
Dr.
Can I
throw something out to Joyce real quickly?
Sure.
Okay. Realize sweet potato is high in estrogen. That's why I used white potatoes.
So sweet potatoes could be contributory because they're higher in estrogen.
Do a fish and potato if you can, if that's possible.
Well, I know, Joyce said it took so long to get his bowels regulated, and it was the fish and sweet potato that did it.
His IGAs are fouled up, his estrogens are high.
Right, right.
And the difference between, as you know, the difference between, Joyce knows this too, difference between prednisone and prednisolone is prednisone has to go through the liver to become prednisolone, and why not miss it? Everybody's worried about a steroid hepatopathy.
If you've got a
liver problem going, especially with foods that do invade the liver, you are not going to get the results you should.
So, I get that. But I know Joyce would cringe at the idea of messing with his diet. So,
believe it.
At
because
this point.
We can give him, Bill can give enough steroid to make up for the natural estrogen
and the sweet potato. Okay. Joyce, did you hear all of that?
I did.
Okay, so sweet potatoes, definitely a question. Now, I knew that when you told me that, but I figured we had so much else to deal with, I didn't mention that to you.
Right, well, it was the hormones
first. Because I sometimes give them sweet potato as a treat, so I can just eliminate that as a treat.
Yeah, if you can cut down on the sweet potato, because it does have estrogen. Now, what did you want to know from Dr.?
Boiled white potatoes, then.
Well, yeah, she was just using, boiled white potatoes as a treat. Now is using, his food, his dry food. But anyway, what do you want to know, Joyce?
One question I have is, as the T3 starts to approach the low end of normal range, does this then move the IgA, which hasn't moved at all in the last 2.5 months?
No, the thing that will move the IgA is reducing the estrogen.
Aha, see, I was right, Joyce. So the estrogen's got to come down before the IgA will go up?
Exactly. Estrogen is reducing the IgA thing. The transference problem is basically from the cortisol. And Bill Burlingame, Dr. Burlingame, will get this going, and it may mean an increased dose. But the thing is, if that IgA is below, say, 50, say 60, it should be 70 to 170. Then malabsorption is occurring. Maybe an injection in the muscle is indicated to shut off pituitary to drop the estrogen. That's all, straight away.
Now, what about...
Bill knows this.
Now, what about, says this... Now, Bandit is, he gets only his fish and potato food. She uses pieces of his fish and potato dry food as his motivation and treat and reward stuff. He gets the Optigest digestive enzymes and... FOS.
Try the Nutriment.
Right, that's my question. Would the minerals help Bandit,
it
you
may
think?
Really help, Joyce. It may really help. Do it.
Okay.
Now, have
I
you ever
will
seen,
do it right away.
Have you ever seen the minerals contribute to an inflammatory bowel, or they
No,
just...
no, they use it in people, and we use it in animals and people because it's got natural kaolin in it. And so for irritable bowel syndrome, it soothes the situation. It also takes care of acid reflux. So I would think, Joy said, it would really, really add to helping the situation.
Yeah, so I think, Joyce, I think we need to get Bandon on this right away, don't you?
Like in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And do it slowly, hey, Joyce, but you know what you do? Do a little bit, like a quarter of a teaspoon per meal. And just make sure, I've never seen a side effect from it. And as I said, I've loved this stuff for probably 35 years.
Okay.
And I think it'll make a big difference. But, I would never want to make a bad suggestion to hurt
him. We always start everything with him in very low doses and then increase.
Yeah. And I'm going to get some too, Joyce, because I'm going to put my Annie on it, because I think it might help me regulate her as well. So I think this mineral stuff may be the answer to all kinds of stuff.
Well, if it gets, it'll help your nutrients.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, one more question, Joyce. Go ahead.
He drinks a tremendous amount of water, and I monitor it daily, and it ranges around 8 cups.
I'm just wondering
if this has any adverse effect on his
weight. 8 cups of water a day on average, and he's what, about a 40-pound dog?
36.
36 pounds, about 8 cups a day.
Okay, you know why this is happening? Okay, there's still an inflammation in the gut. I'm not sure what the IgA is. And 90% of the water resorption, 90% of the water resorption comes from the distal colon. So if we do still have a little bit of an inflammatory bowel disease, which we do,
because
it's not based upon, even though the stool, we're not getting water retention, okay?
So you would expect the water to level out as the IgA comes up as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Joyce, I think we've got some clarity here, and I will keep you all posted and on Bandit's progress, because this is just such a fascinating case. And Joyce, you're going to get on getting the minerals, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All righty, and
much.
I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thanks, Joyce. Bye bye. Well, I'll tell you, we're just about out of time. So, Dr. Al, I got to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on the 4th of July. We'll look forward to, and you, of course, will let me know when you get another first Sunday of the month off so we can have you back on again.
Well, yeah, and I hope, because I love being on and love talking to you and Joyce and, everybody. And,
in the meantime, we can all be in touch with you at healthypetnetwork.org.
Absolutely. Okay.
And pick up, you don't have pets at risk, you need it. And Dr. Al, you and I will chat off the air. So happy 4th of July.
Yeah, you too. And Sarah, Gary, and Sandy, and
And Scotty. Okay.
The Hooping, right. Yeah, and Scotty and the Hooping.
And the Hooping crane in there. Yeah, that would be Sandy. All right, thanks, Dr. Al.
Fall off the roof again. Thank
you. Bye-bye. All right, got to say, Gary, thank you. Sandy, thank you. Scotty, thank you. Happy 4th of July, everybody. And is it time, Gary?
Yeah.
As always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.